Ohio State Park Kids Camp. This morning, I had the privilege of doing something that I don't have a chance to do very often at all. I have the chance to introduce my wife, Amber, to come and speak to you. She is always, always, always in the upper room on Sunday morning teaching our kids, but will you just make her welcome?
Do not trust what they're saying, because you're going to be calling me, wanting me to come So you need to be looking at what your kids are doing. Well, you tell me this, I don't want to be a helper parent. Well, guess what? When they're locked up in jail because they've been doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, you're going to wish that you were a helper parent. You know? And sorry, I don't mean to freak you, but I'm just telling the truth. You're going to wish that you would have been hovering over them a little bit, because we are here to protect these kids, because there's a dark world out there that wants every one of them. And I'm missing a whole lot today, but they want, the devil wants these kids, and he's out running rampant for them, and he's called assault, and he's trying to claim them on them, and I'm here to tell you that he's not going to have them. Tell them, hey, look, you need to look at what they're doing on the internet. Check their logs. Because you know what? Their odds are they're looking at stuff they ought not be looking at. And if they are, take it away. Don't just ground them. Take it away. They can't be trusted with it. Sorry. And look, they hear this all the time. They're slumping down in their seats. Odds are they go home and tell you that all we do is play games. That's not true. They hear this stuff all the time. They don't go home and tell you about it, because they don't want you up in their grill. This is nothing new to them over there. That's why they're over there with their heads hung down, because they're like, she just blew up my spot. The other thing that I offered to open up our eyes to was video games. And I'm going to tell you that these kids, he told us this. He said, kids are killing kids because they get lost in these video games and it becomes a reality for them. He said, what happens is it gets into their mind and they can't tell the difference between reality and what's false. And so they start killing each other and they don't realize that you can't hit restart. So I'm here to tell you that if your kids are playing video games, you need to look at what they're playing. You need to look at what you're allowing in your house, because what you're allowing in your house might very well be causing your children to fall. And yes, it might be just a video game, and we think it's just a video game, but you know what? It's a small window. It's a small window that's going to open up into a door, and it starts small. And guess what? They're little, and they're going to grow up to be big kids. And you have to take authority over it now. See, they hear this all the time from me, but they only hear it from me twice a week. You live at home with them, or you're a grandparent, and you have to take control of this stuff. And he was calling out games like Mortal Kombat, Call of Duty, stuff like this. Y'all might participate in this stuff, but I'm gonna call it out. I don't care. You know what? You wanna get mad about it? I don't care. I'm gonna call it out. These kids aren't even gonna participate in this stuff. They're killing one another and they don't know if it's reality or not. And it gets into them. They're having nightmares. They're going through all this stuff because it looks like it's real. And he said, I'm telling you, you need to stop participating in it. This was a sheriff. And he talked to him about God too, did he not? He talked to him about God. He said, the only thing that gets me through my day is to know that I have God on my side. But he said, because I see a lot that I shouldn't see. So I'm here to tell you, you need to check up on your children. Don't just trust their word. Because guess what? They're going to lie to you. You did it, they're going to do it. What you did, in moderation, they're going to do it. So there's my first sermon. All right. See, I can't lie that much. So we had some airmen come in, and they were wonderful. We enjoyed the airmen coming in. They held the kids' attention for a long time. They enjoyed the airmen coming in. We had somebody come in from the Y that taught Zumba. The biblical principles that they learned, we talked about honoring your mother and your father and how it will lengthen your days. That's one of the things that I teach, is that you need to honor your parents. The other thing was talking about worldly in, worldly out, godly in, godly out. What you put inside of you is going to come out. If you're putting the world inside of you, then what's going to come out of you? The world. If you're putting God inside of you, what's going to come out of you? God. If you're putting nothing but the world in you, what's going to come out? Right. If all you're hearing is cuss words, you're playing all these video games, guess what? If you stomp your toe, boom, that's what you're going to do. You're going to cuss. If you're putting God inside of you, pit stuff that they surrounded the egg in and they had to drop it. And my analogy was, is you choose what you're going to surround yourself in. And if the egg broke, you chose wrong. Well, how many of us choose wrong in what we surround ourselves in and it causes us to stumble? That was my analogy. And that was, we as Christians all the time compromise and we surround ourselves in the wrong things. They do the same thing. As young, I'm teaching them up. You be careful what you surround yourself in, because who you surround yourself in, you become. Don't tell me I'm a strong Christian. I can go do this. I can go do that. I'm going to call you bull. No. You cannot. You need to surround yourself in people that are strong Christians, because you need to rise up and you need to become bigger and better, because what you compromise to keep, you will lose. And that's what we learned this summer was, you surround yourself in good things. You surround yourself with godly people. You surround yourself in the Word. You surround yourself in things that are going to build you up, not in things that are going to tear you down. The other thing that they learned was there's power, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. In one second, you can bring life or you can bring death in what you say. Now that came because I started hearing the kids just speak death, death, death to one another. I mean, every time I turn around, you're stupid, you're stupid. And they're like, oh, why are you telling me? It's true. All I heard was just negativity just kept coming out of their mouth. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired of it. So I started teaching them on, and this is the end of the summer, there is life and death in the power of your tongue. And what you say to somebody has the ability to bring life into them, or you're speaking death into them. And you have the choice as to what comes out of your mouth. And so every time I would hear death come out of their mouth, I'd say, what are you going to speak? Are you speaking life? Are you speaking death? Because I'm going to hear too much death come out of your mouth. I refuse to be around somebody that's going to speak death into me. I hear too much out in the world. When I come into church, you better speak life into me. Because we have the ability to make somebody rise up just with what we say. And that's one of the principles that I want these kids to learn, because it was just death, death, death. And when they got in trouble, they had to do Bible write-offs. They had to do 25 Bible write-offs. They hated it. They cried. I can't tell you how many times I had to hand out tissues. They had to sit in the room. They had to write 25 times a Bible verse depending on what they got in trouble for. And they never forgot verse, because blessed are the what? Blessed are the what, kids? Peacemakers. Because we're going to be peacemakers. Because within our tongue, we can bring life or death. And you know what? There's some people in here that you need to start speaking life. Because you've been speaking too much death for whatever situation you've been going through. And you've got the power to either speak life into your life, or you're going to speak death into your life. So whatever you're facing, you need to rise up, and you need to stop speaking that negativity and that death. Oh, I'm going to die. The doctor just told me I'm going to die. Hey, get up! Yeah. God said you're going to live and not die. So what you're going to die because of what comes out of your mouth. And my word that I read says you're going to live and not die, so you better quit speaking that death. Thanks. movies where people get sucker punched, they knock into the wall. That was me this summer. And it's just been one of the hardest summers of my life. Every time I turned around, it was just boom, boom, boom. But you know what? I had the chance to either say, oh my God, this is the hardest summer of my life, or I was going to stand up and say, you know what?
Because this summer, the whole reason why we started this whole entire camp was because
for these kids. I started finding out what some of the kids were dealing with, the struggles and things that they were going with, and I was like, nope, we're going to hit this stuff head on. And we're going to take these kids by force. I'm going to take them back. And that's the whole promise of this camp, was to get these kids at least 2 days out of the week out of trouble. To get them in God's house to where they're here at least 4 days a week when they come. And you'll believe this, we had a lot of people from the community come. We had an average of 25 kids a week, and we had a pastor that brought four of his kids here. And they love it. He dropped his kids off, he said, I heard first thing when he was having a camp, I knew my kids needed to be here. And those kids loved being here. They begged their dad on the last day of church, they said, can we please come on Sunday morning? He's like, yeah, come on, we got church. They were like, we need to be here, this is so much fun. She gets on us, but she's so much fun. But he brought his kids here. That says a lot. You know, that says a lot. So you might hear that we play games upstairs. I'm going to tell you, they're learning some stuff up there. They just don't want you to know. Because if you knew what they were learning, you'd hold them to a different accountability. And you know what? I sent home take-home sheets, and I bought something to throw it in the trash can. Because they don't want you to see the stuff they're learning, because if you start holding them accountable, their life's going to change. And they don't want that stuff to change yet, because you know what? Sin's fun. If sin wasn't fun, then it wouldn't be sin, and we wouldn't have church. We wouldn't need people to live. Come on, I'm just being honest. It's appealing, the world's appealing. It's fun. So, those are the biblical principles that we learned in camp. We had some special thanks go out to, and I don't think some of them are here this morning, to people that donated food. Nivia Domingo, Micah Susan Smith, Mildred Best, Olivia, Brooklyn Pizzeria donated food, Harris Teeter, Food Line, Sam's, Walmart, and then numerous people within the church donated money so that we could donate the food. So that we can make food. And let me tell you, these kids eat. Oh my Lord, they eat. Good gracious. I've never seen so much food go into little bodies. They don't eat anything. I don't have to tell them that anybody's starving in any country because they eat it all. And they want more. But we were scrounging some days trying to find more when we had plenty just because they were still hungry. Another special thanks goes to P.T. Harrison. When we had Firefighter Day, he came dressed all, when he was sweating. He took about 2 hours, and he went through the kit with the kids, and he told them all about fire safety, did an evacuation plan. I mean, he was thorough. He did a fabulous job. It told to keep their attention for 15 minutes. He kept it for 2 hours. So he did a great job with the kids. Thetis and Larry, they brought their boat, you saw the pictures. They went over some fishing safety. They let the kids in on the boat. We are so thankful the kids loved it. She brought bottles of water. I mean, they were just so patient with the kids because the kids were, of course, wanting to jump on the boat. You know how kids are. But they are so patient. We're very grateful for the time that they took. They loved it. Wendy and Susan taught the kids how to sew. The boys opted out of that, so sorry guys. Your boys didn't learn how to sew that day, which I'm kind of grateful because they would have been stabbing each other just because they wanted to go outside. And Michelle Williams, who's not here today, she came in and taught Spanish to the kids.